Hello, we are here with the first podcast with the 2018 Belize mission trip. The first question we're going to pose out there for the group would be, what were your first impressions of the day and what were your highlights?
Well, I would say for me, I was concerned that we didn't have a project to do as other missions had had on their plate.
Right.
And it was a bit of a scramble at first, but as Beverly has said, it's all about the relationship between our church and our people with the children and the teachers of St. Hilda's. And after just one day, I know that that is the right thing.
Right.
It's about the relationships that we build on this mission trip and that continue on in our support of the school in the years ahead.
Right.
So for me, that was the most important thing.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
And I'd have to say, Nat, that we saw some really phenomenal teachers.
Yeah.
So we visited around the classrooms at St. Hilda's in the morning and some of us in the afternoon as well. And the teachers there are really top-notch.
Yeah.
Those kids are really fortunate to have those dedicated teachers.
Thanks, Jeff.
We did a presentation, or Karen did a presentation today, on what things are like in Canada compared to what things were like in Belize, and it was really amazing to see the kids' reactions to the similarities and the differences. They asked a lot of really great questions about where we were coming from. They talked about, you know, how much does it snow, how windy does it get, can ice skates hurt you, are they sharp? So I think it was really neat to kind of share our culture with them, and I'm excited to learn more about their culture.
Me
during
too.
The week.
Thank you.
And part of that presentation was the video that Brad and Kurt made, so they saw that.
They saw that, right. And they got to see the cathedral, and they got to see the kids in our church back home and hear those messages, so that was really exciting to see.
Getting back on the teachers with what Jeff said about how great they were, I was in Standard 2 class with a teacher, and she was telling me about a few children that she had in the class that were having difficulties. And besides them being wonderful teachers, I found her very caring and loving. She had said to me that she felt that she could never do enough. She didn't have enough time to be able to spend with the children that really needed it, and she had to spread herself very thin. Mm-hmm. And it was very humbling for me to have her say that. And when she spoke, she had tears in her eyes. It was very powerful for me. So I thought that was pretty awesome today.
For me, the first thing that struck me when I came here, and really maybe it shouldn't have, was just the poverty. I've never been exposed to anything like that. And that was pretty tough to actually see that, to see, especially, you know, the size of the houses, things like that, and the dogs were running around without owners, things like that. But then just working at the school today and seeing the dynamic of the classrooms and the community was so, so close. Like, everyone was so, so much more, I would say, joyful than the school that I grew up in, right? Like, my elementary school, the classes were not, you know, there wasn't that much giggling and... Yeah, that was amazing. So to see that dynamic was definitely, like, I think, a perspective change for me. Yeah.
For me, talking about relationships, we've had a long-standing relationship with scholarship students. And today I met almost every one of our scholarship students who have gone through the Cathedral Scholarship Plan. They came to school. They met everyone on the team, most of the people, and they stayed around and they talked and they asked how they could help at the school, and it was just wonderful to see them. And some of them had their families with them, and some will have them later on in the week. So that was a highlight for me.
For me, one of the highlights, in addition to the teachers, which are solid, caring teachers, I'm so impressed, but was the principal, Miss Jane, and her morning devotion, a half an hour with the teachers, where she was, you know, gave a religious reading, and then she gave basically a little sermon afterwards, and it was beautiful, and it was talking about hope, and to lift up the teachers. And, you know, as a former teacher, we've certainly never done that in a staff meeting, and it was just so sincere, and it was one I'd like a copy of just for personal growth, I guess.
Yeah, I agree.
Something that struck me was the instant bonds that we've begun to create with these children, and we're going to go back home, and we might never ever speak to these children again, but we've impacted their lives even for a moment, and I know they've imparted themselves on our hearts. You know, you met somebody who played basketball, and Jim's now got a little buddy now that he talks to all about basketball, and I've got two that have latched on to me, and every instant that they could find me out there, they were right there, right around my side, and I know that's the same for a lot of us. We've all kind of had children latch on to us, and to be honest, some of them, that might be the only love that they get, so we're going to share as much as we can during the time that we're here, and we hope that we can have some kind of imprint on their heart like they're putting on ours right now.
The other thing that I found, I sat with Beverly while we talked to our scholarship students and their hopes for the future, and talked with some of the parents, and it's so obvious that the need is so, so great. And then our host here at Oasis Ministries came to pick us up, and he's a person who has devoted his life to building things that help other people. So he's built 101 houses for people who had no houses. Well, today he looked at St. Hilda's School and he said, you know, there's several things that we could do here if we had the money. One of which we saw today, because it was raining so hard, the way the children move from the school setting into the playground and into the chapel was to walk along under the roof, but the roof, when it's raining, drips right down on their heads. So some of them have umbrellas, but they all got wet today because what they need is an extension on their roof so the kids don't get wet, which happens a lot. And then the parents talk about the cost of school and
right,
how difficult it is for them to find the money to help their children go to high school and university.
Right.
So for me, one of the overwhelming things that goes along with what Nat said is the poverty is all around us. So for me, that was one of the major takeaways.
Right.
I guess I spoke with a student that was in standard 6 today. She was kind of leaning up against the pole where we were all with the younger children at lunchtime. So I spotted her and I went over and introduced myself and got her talking. I wanted to know some things about her.
Mm-hmm.
Really amazing young girl. She comes from a family of 10, and she has a mother who is the head of the family. She doesn't see her father. And they also have 4 grandchildren that live with them. So it's quite a houseful that they have. She had also just told me that they just lost the grandmother that had lived with them last week, and how difficult it was for her to talk about missing her grandmother and
right,
the things that she meant to the family on that. So that was a very touching moment, just
right,
being able to talk to that girl and try to encourage her and tell her that her grandmother's still with her. It's just that she can't see her, and that she's with her always. So it was a great chat that we had at lunchtime.
Thank you for sharing. Wow.
Well, all in all, it was a very uplifting day and a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Good. It was.
Thank you, everyone, for your thoughts. I hope that everyone listening will stay tuned for our second podcast, Midway Through the Week. Thank you.